I'm with Richard Tucker, the MD of Relocation Agent Network, the affinity organisation of over 600 estate agency offices. Richard, Simon Bradbury, Pike and Crone, and Richard James from Northamptonshire have won the RAN Cup for the last 4 or 5 years in a row. What do those estate agents do that make them so special? And what could do you think estate agents in the whole of the UK could learn from those people? Talk to me.
That's a really interesting question, Chris. And the one word that I would answer that with is consistency.
What does that look like in a state agency?
They do everything day in, day out, consistently. They've created good models. You know, each one of those are very good brands.
Okay.
They've built their companies through experience. Their suppliers, they've chosen very carefully the software that they use. They lead from the front.
Because two of them are big boys, but Richard James in Northamptonshire, just a small one, aren't they?
Three offices, yeah.
Okay. Whilst the others, Pike and Crone, must be, are they double figures yet, or nearly?
Yes, yeah.
And Simon Bradbury, I think, 6 or 7 or 8 offices, somewhere around there. So you've got a nice mix of but consistency. Does that start with systems, or is it marketing, is it staff, or is it everything?
It's everything. I think it starts with the brand. They know who they are. Their brands stand for everything. They all lead from the front. You know, that's a consistent point.
The bosses do.
The bosses do. Everything flows down from them in terms of standards, passion, competitiveness, and it's doing it day in, day out in a consistent way. And again, from my agency days, which, you know, a few years ago, I knew that my main competitors were tough because they were consistent.
Do you think that's where estate agents could get better?
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
You see, a lot of people poke fun at the likes of Countrywide, but in the good old days before 2008, you've got to admit they were bloody consistent, weren't they?
They were very consistent and, you know, very
important. We used to fear them, didn't we?
Well, very importantly, they were very consistent with commission rates. They always kept commission rates up. They did their best to make sure that they were charging a proper fee for the service. And you knew where you stood in that respect. And they were like a well-oiled machine. And all credit to them.
So what do you think, if you were an MD watching this today, where would you start to be consistent? Is that in your dealing with staff, dealing with customers, suppliers, or all the above? But you've only got one. What would you do?
Start with your staff, for sure. They have to all be rowing, to use that expression, you're rowing in the right direction at the right rhythm. And as a leader, you depends on the size of your company, but you have to lead by example and you have to set your systems up and your training and have the right people there and the right job.
Can you lead from consistent. The back room, or do you have to be at the front?
I think you can if you've got the right team.
Okay.
And you've got the right systems, for sure.
Okay. But what tips would you give? I mean, you've been in an estate agency and obviously you talk to an awful lot of estate agents. What one big tip could you give someone today thinking, you know, let's be honest, if you're an estate agent, you're on your own, you might be pulling your hair out. What advice would you give to that agent?
I think I'd look at my business and I'd have the must-have, nice-to-have, don't-need columns very clearly delineated. I'd want to simplify my business. I'd want to look very closely at my people. Do I have the right people and are they in the right roles?
Do you think that's the big one?
Yeah.
It's hard, isn't it?
It is
hard. Running an agency.
It's very hard.
I mean, the amount of agents I see were very sentimental, keeping staff that they shouldn't.
Yes, and, you know, obviously we have to abide by our employee legislation. And also, a state agency is a very busy job. It's very difficult to stand back from the coalface or wherever you are in the company to actually take the time to do it.
We're very good at working in the business, but not on the business.
Yeah, it's a cliche, but it's true.
It's so important, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
I mean, one piece of advice that was given to me many years ago is, and it's very easy to say, but really hard to do, is half a day a week, just take a step outside the business
Yes.
And just reflect, even yes. I mean, I wonder how many bosses go away on holiday and still take their mobile phone with them.
Most of them, I would think.
There's got to be a different way, hasn't there?
Well, as far as Relocation Agent Network is concerned, one of the big benefits is the fraternity aspect. And I think that agents who have the ability to talk to other agents, either within their vicinity or indeed somewhere else in the country, but somebody that they trust their opinion, is extremely important.
That's priceless, isn't it?
It is priceless.
Because it's all very good talking to your husband or your wife, but they're a bit too close to the coalface. You can't really talk to your staff because you're paying their mortgages. It's lonely being an estate agency boss, isn't it?
It is lonely. You know, your staff expect you to know the answer. You know, you have to be careful from that perspective. So I think certainly having the ability, and as RAN members do, to be able to, and you don't need to wait for a regional meeting, you don't have to wait for the annual conference, you know, you can pick up the phone and speak to any of our members if you're a RAN member.
That surely must be priceless, the ability to pick up the phone, hell, even go and visit, call me old fashioned, but face to face does work, and just sit down with someone who's been where you are, who's probably going through what you're doing.
Yes.
And sharing, you know, because a problem shared is a problem, problem doubled. but you might have answers for them and vice versa.
Yeah. I could quote a number of companies that over the you know, period that the network has been in play, who have created some very strong relationships. Not necessarily business relationships, but again, I use that word trust. From the length and breadth of the country, not just regionally, north to south, you know, west to east, etc., and have benefited hugely from it. Some big decisions have been made, I'm sure, through that.
Would you just fair to say that RAN is almost like a big tribe of like-minded agents?
I see the branding now.
Well, you know, marketing's my thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
But that's what I think all affiliate organisations should do, is create something that they want to feel part of, that they feel safe, because humans love to feel part of a tribe.
Yeah.
I can see it now.
Yeah, no, I can see. Yeah, the RAN tribe. Yeah, I can.
That's a new hashtag. There
absolutely,
you go.
Yes. Well, we'll use that. Again, coming back really to the centre of everything from our point of view, we select and work with who, in our opinion, are quality agents. Over time, we prove it to each other. By extension, everybody benefits from that. It's a proper network. And the principle of a network is the network is working together. And our network works on a number of layers. You know, we've talked about the referral aspect. You know, we've talked about the meetings. But essentially, when we're recruiting agents to come into the network, we want them to start thinking network. I'm sitting in my office in Swindon or Grantham or wherever, but I know I'm part of something bigger.
Brilliant.
And the benefits flow out of that, because thinking outside of your patch and the opportunities that are out there means that you literally have the whole of the UK as your market opportunity. But within that, your network colleagues, as we like to describe them, rather than just members as such, they are your colleagues. They are there at the end of the phone, at the end of email, WhatsApp, whatever it may be, to support you. And it right from the beginning of the network to now, it's us against the rest, whoever the rest is, essentially. But we are there to help our members grow, sustain, and make
with RAN, you're on your own, but you're not alone.
Yeah, that's right. Again, it's a good strap line.